Hi, and thank you for joining us. My name is Megan Henry. I'm a business reporter at the Columbus Dispatch, and I'm working on a story about Evans Farm, Delaware County's new urbanist community, which is getting ready to welcome their first residents at the end of November. And so joining us today is a homeowner who's going to be moving into Evans Farm, George. And we have Tony on the phone with us, who is an Evans Farm developer. So thank you both for joining us today. So a little bit about Evans Farm. Evans Farm is a 1,200-acre residential and commercial development in southern Delaware County. Evans Farm will include two commercial districts, an elementary school, a small farm, a retirement community, a fire and police substation, parks, and a trout stream. It will also have a YMCA and a major youth sports complex called Project Grand Slam. So, George, why did you want to live in Evans Farm?
My wife and I had started looking for a lot to build an energy-efficient home on, and a home which we might pass on, sort of a legacy project. We were well into that process, and we attended an Evans Farm promo meeting, I think the first one, and very shortly became convinced that that community was going to offer us everything we needed to put this house into.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about this energy-efficient home?
The house we're building is a zero-energy-ready home, which is a rating by the Department of Energy that has to do with the shell of the home, with the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, with the appliances, to build a very, very energy-efficient structure.
And so a big feature of Evans Farm is the walkable community and being able to walk from the grocery store to restaurants to doctor's offices. So can you talk about a little bit that about that and what that will mean to you?
Yes, that's very important to us because it gives you an opportunity to get out and walk, get exercise, to minimize the consumption of fuel in a car, and to meet, talk to your neighbors as you go about your daily activities.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And now, can you tell us a little bit about an urbanist community?
Well, the urbanist community, I'm not an expert in this, but when we learned about Evans Farm, we took trips to look at some other urbanist communities, one of which was in Tennessee. The things we liked about it were the smaller lots, closer housing, houses placed closer together, which is an efficient use of land, and also promotes interaction between people that live in the community.
Mm-hmm. Tony, do you want to add anything?
George is taking all my good talking points. So one of the buzzwords in new urbanism is, or one of the principles, is sustainability. And sustainability has a lot of different facets to it. You know, the proper use of the land and using the land that can support the development while retaining the areas that are a little bit more sensitive for open space is just one portion of it. The zero energy and that whole facet is something that's just been on our mind the whole time. And George and his wife have built what I see as one of the premier houses in Central Ohio. And all the systems that go into building that are things that we like to champion through the entire community. In fact, if we ever have guests, we usually, if the house is open and George or Sharon or the builder are there, we try to stop in to show them because we're so proud of it. And we're certainly hopeful that that mindset permeates through the entire community to the point where, you know, we're contacting people to have car rechargeable stations for electric cars introduced into our community. We're not successful yet, but we haven't stopped trying, and we'll keep trying until we get someone that's interested in there. But yeah, the sustainability part of the new urbanism is one of the things that excites us, and having residents champion that is just a tremendous feeling for us.
And then can you talk about, Tony, the idea behind Evans Farm?
Sure, love to. The Evans family continues to own and farm Evans Farm. We are currently in the first phase of a 1,200-acre community. The Evans Farm still works it and is very tied to their property. The vision of Evans Farm came from the family. It's a new urbanist community with a agricultural approach to it. Their vision has influenced everything we do, you know, from new urbanism all the way through our future agriculture center that'll be up in the northern portion of the community. Their vision was to come in and do something different from whatever else has been developed around Central Ohio, and particularly around their farm. I introduced them to new urbanism. They took it, studied it, and embraced it. They are the ones who should you know, be the champions of this. They're very tied to their property, and with that ethic, we have the plan basically reflects that ethic. There's 350 acres, actually more than 350 acres of open space in the community. The agriculture center, the opportunities for community gardens throughout. We have a nursery and a greenhouse that takes seeds and plants that are, if we can find them on site and grow them into trees. If not, they're very close by. You know, some couple seed sources are from Olentangy High School, a couple from Allen Creek State Park. A couple neighbors have specialized trees that we will bring back. If we have the opportunity, we'll use them for street trees and park trees and other opportunities like that. It also allows our residents an opportunity in the future to come in and actually participate and use the greenhouse and the nursery for plants that they want to grow as well. So the influence of the family through this entire process has resulted in a number of opportunities for our residents.
And then looking ahead to when this project is completed in about 10 years in 2027, what are you going to be most excited about? What are you most looking forward to?
That's a loaded question. Maybe retiring. you know, I've always thought being able to walk down the street and stop and talk to my neighbors is going to be probably one of the most exciting things. It's, you know, sitting on the front porch as people walk by, or, you know, encountering them down at the local tavern over a hamburger and a soda pop or whatever we drink is going to be something that's going to be just unique and different enough that that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
And then can you talk about a little bit about the what George was saying about the walkable community and what that will mean to residents?
Sure. New urbanism is planned on connectivity, and connectivity is probably anything but vehicular connectivity. The entire community has been laid out in a series of neighborhoods, if you will, and each neighborhood is basically centered around a collector area. And the distance between these pods, if you will, is about a 5 to 10 minute walk. Where George and his wife are located, it's a 5 minute walk to our Lewis Center Marketplace or our town center, our retail area. I'll be about a block or two north of them. From them to the north to the Oval area, which is one of our parks and one of our civic areas where we'll have a repurposed barn with an amphitheater for concerts and movie nights and wedding receptions and things like that, is 5 minutes in a different direction. If they want to go fishing, it's 5 minutes to the east to the eastern basin or 7 minutes to the west of the western basin. So it's about making things, and so far I've only talked about the entertainment and the recreational portion, but opportunities for jobs in these same areas will allow people to walk to work. So it's keeping folks local, bringing the focus back to the neighborhood instead of to the car and to the, you know, five-lane highway is what new urbanism is about, and that's what we try to incorporate throughout our entire Evans Farm community.
And the Parade of Homes next summer will be at Evans Farm in July and feature 14 homes. Tony, do you want to talk a little bit about what that's going to mean to Evans Farm as you continue to build?
I'd be happy to. As a new urbanism community, there are communities throughout Central Ohio that are very similar as what we're proposing. Uptown Westerville, downtown Worthington, Clintonville are among many other communities as well. What differs for us is the architectural styles and all the modern conveniences in the new homes versus, you know, some of the older houses in all these other places. The BIA has selected us to host the Parade of Homes for 2019 in July of 19. And introducing that or this architectural style back, and it's really introduces in quotes because these houses appear elsewhere. But the modern conveniences in these older style homes is something new. And it's an introduction that we're really excited about. In addition to introducing it to the community, you know, to the Central Ohio community, we've also introduced it to a whole group of builders who have not had any reason or opportunity to get back to this old architectural style. You know, we've been pleasantly surprised that we've had a number of architects who have embraced this. We have an equal number, or actually more, builders who have embraced it as well. But we're really excited to have the parade here, and certainly looking forward to welcoming Central Ohio to Evans Farm next year for the parade.
I know, I'm excited to see Evans Farm when it's all said and done and see the houses and all the different types of architecture they have and people just walking around from restaurants to coffee shops, just going about their lives, all walking instead of driving places.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much both for joining us, and thank you for listening. Be sure to check out the story at dispatch.com and in the paper.